Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When you're down and trouble.
A sweet baby James bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Brian Mattermore. And Brian is the co-founder of Growth Engine, which is growth-engine.com. Is that right? Did I say that right, Brian?
It is, yeah.
That's the website. And also the author of brand new book, 21 Days to a Big Idea. This is his third one. You can find those wherever books are sold, also on the website. Brian, one of the things you talk about in your book is called, you call it an idea hook, idea hooking. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, yeah, and I think most of your listeners are doing this already. We just kind of formalized it, but if you encourage yourself to do this, you'll get more ideas. It's really about principle transfer. So it's really about finding things in other areas, right, and identifying those principles and bringing it back to your challenge. So, you know, if you look at the history of invention, you know, Eli Whitney was trying to get the seeds out of the cotton, right? And so he sees a cat reaching through a fence trying to grab a chicken, and that's what led to the cotton gin, that moment in time. And because he transferred that principle, said, I'll put these claws on this turning wheel, it'll spread out the cotton, and I'll have the fence or a bar knock off the seed. And that's how we got the idea for the cotton gin, and there are hundreds and hundreds
but
of that,
but let me point this out. Notice that he wasn't sitting at home inside his living room discovering this. He got up off his backside, he went out into the marketplace and looked around, didn't he?
He did, and you know, a lot of the work that we do is triggering people with associations to get these ideas. So not sit around. There's a technique we invented called patent prompts. So those would be in analogous situations, and we'll take those abstracts and we'll pass those out to people and use those to trigger new ideas. So it's all about the stimuli. It's all about, to your point, Jim, being active and not waiting for inspiration to strike.
Mm-hmm. No, that's exactly right. And that's what I talk to people about getting outside the four walls. This is so important. You never know what you're going to be finding. One of the easiest ways to do this for a small business is to go to their industry trade group meetings, their regional or national conventions, and that's what they're. That way, they'll see things. They'll meet people. They'll be introduced to things that they never would have thought they'd seen before, and it'll help them maybe find an idea hook. But when they stay inside their business, inside their four walls, that's where they wind up resting, frankly, is the only way I can think to say it.
Yeah, and let me give you a counterintuitive on that, because I love that idea, but another version of it, or counterintuitive one, is go to a meeting that has absolutely nothing to do with your business. I mean, I went to a software programmer meeting one time. You wouldn't believe the ideas I got out of that thing. I had no idea what they were talking about, but I got a lot of good ideas out of it.
Right, right. No, absolutely. But I tell you, here's what happens. The more frightened a small business owner gets, the more they're worried about their business. They tend to kind of shut down and stay inside, and that's a mistake, isn't it?
It is. Early on when I was trying to succeed at this ideation and creativity consulting work, you know, I'd be an introverted. I'd get depressed. I said, I got to get out, and I would go to these random meetings, and just the process of sort of outflowing and sharing ideas. Brought me back, you know, and so I think it's the same when you go to a networking meeting. If you're just sort of there to sort of take, to pull it in, versus maybe you've got a bunch of ideas, you start throwing those things out, what you're going to find is that by sharing all those ideas, you're going to get dozens and dozens of other ideas, because people they'll want to sort of build on the ideas that you're presenting. And like the bad prototype idea, even if they're lousy ideas, it doesn't matter. People will sort of build on those.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's the thing is, if you're feeling stale, stagnant, rusty, if you feel like you're you know, things aren't working well, The best thing you could do is get out of your business, go drive across the country, drive across the county, go do something you've never done before, go visit with somebody that you've never met before. I mean, do something different. You might see a cat try to pull a chicken through a fence, right?
I love it. Yeah,
hey, Brian, I need a website again, please.
Yeah, it's growth-engine.com.
Hey, Brian, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Love it.
Brian Matamore, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Brian joined us, and so we did. He'll be back another day. I'll be back. I got to take a quick break first, though. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.